Attention Kilamtu, please proceed to the nearest shelter or emotionally prepare to go on about your day like nothing's happening. If you hear loud bangs, that's not from a tire from a mat in the hood. It's just the global superpowers playing kalongo with military-grade fireworks. This may or may not affect your commute, lunch plans, or your basic sense of existential stability. Kindly ignore any feelings of panic. After all, unifakwenda job leo ata. Thank you for your continued silence and cooperation during this international display of ego-fueled madness.
War has always been somewhere in the background, but now, right now, world politics is giving season finale energy. It's giving unpaid extras in a global disaster movie. World War is trending at number 3 on Twitter, right between a celebrity cheating scandal and somebody soft-launching their depression. And tell me why the world's leadership lineup looks like a villain convention. Kim Jong-un, Trump, Putin, Netanyahu. Like, honestly, what are we doing here, guys? How did we let this happen? At the same time! I know the media's always been in bed with power, but seeing how well the bad guys have managed to rebrand themselves as victims? Stunning. Impressive, even. Hail Hydra, I guess. And yet somehow, through police brutality, economic stress, fuel at 200 bob, and now the looming threat of war, I'm still expected to go to work, pretend I understand what's happening to my payslip, show up for Zoom meetings where we're all pretending to be okay, and practice self-care and do my skincare routine like it'll save me from a looming apocalypse? The possibility of a war? Are we actually being serious? In this episode, we dive into the ridiculous idea of a world war in our lifetime. I'm your host, Lorizi F, and the F is for... I want a ticket to anywhere. Hey, O-M-E-N-E-S. Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Omenade Podcast. So you're telling me that I survived Y2K, two global recessions, a global pandemic, multiple elections that felt like hostage situations picking between worse and worser, and now, we're flirting with the idea of World War III? In the year of our Lord and Savior Beyoncé 2025? Please be for real, be so for real. War has always been around, yes, but there's something about this season of humanity that's making me nervous. Trump, Putin, Netanyahu, Kim Jong-un, Modi. And why do some of these countries have a president and a prime minister? This terrifying group of men should have never been in power at the same time. How did we get here? And the rollout? Not press conferences, not somber warnings. No, we'll find out through tweets, trending sounds, and TikTok slideshows. Why is there a trending video of a saxophone solo in Beirut while missiles are being intercepted overhead? The people in Lebanon are dancing like it's a regular Friday night because, well, what else are they going to do? The world's on fire. Might as well vibe, right? And not to be left behind, our very own Kamau Nanjoro, chilling in Dubai as missiles fly overhead. They are filming it for the Mandem.
It's my miss. I give me patana. We have to neutralize. Or I need to cut the tie. Sindio.
Deizo.
Deizo. Zinamka. Ile pando kiangalia lazima kuna zenye zinamka. Checki. Kwa hivyo ni kumaliza ile ingine. Sindio.
Eh.
Ah. Usifike camp.
Iran na maratu mako huko.
Eh.
Aya nao niko wikate. Niko si horia.
Eh. Wow. Wako kito kile mani.
Wako kile wako.
Not because they're reckless, but because we're living in times so absurd, so unbelievable, the only way to process them is by recording proof. Simnasiona, bro! Because how else would you convince yourself that this is real? Can you imagine governments trying to enact conscription in this era, can you imagine the hilarity that would ensue? Try conscripting people who fake coughs just to get out of Zoom meetings. Try drafting a generation that sends memes as emotional support. A generation that would rather serve crack than serve their country. Do you guys remember that Swiftie who went to jail for like 3 months because she refused to join the IDF? She said Taylor would not approve of this and walked directly into jail and into icon status. She was sending Taylor updates from jail too. What a legend. And where is Kenya in all of this? I mean, we're sending police to Haiti to help the US imperialist forces suppress Haitian citizens protesting their freedom. Imagine being colonized, decolonized, then subcontracted to colonize on behalf of your former colonizers. That's imperialist puppet speedrunning. It's like imperialism squared. All of this while people here are already dodging poverty, inflation, police brutality, fake promises, budget cuts, overtaxation. And our leaders, who can't even secure running water for all of Nairobi's citizens, would gladly lease us out as cannon fodder for the West if it means another foreign loan. And the truth is, people everywhere are waking up. They're not trying to fight their neighbor's war. They are protesting from Paris to Sao Paulo to Nairobi. The streets are full of people saying, we won't die for your profit margins. We won't fight for your oil deals. We won't be footnotes in your imperialist diary. You won't keep using our taxes to oppress others. It's laughable if it wasn't so terrifying. But we've learned to laugh anyway. Because if you can't cry, you meme. And if you can't escape, at least you document.
Completely get suffragettes, women's rights. Thank you. Revoke my rights. Revoke it and put me back in a kitchen cooking a Vicky sponge. I drafted for war. Are you all right? I don't do well under pressure. I cried during my geography GCSE. I am not the one. And also, wrong generation they've picked. Not me going to war. That's all you'll see. How I do my base for a long day at war. That's all you're going to get. TikTok shop's going to be rolling. Get Rishi Sunak out there. Get him out there. If you want to push this so hard, you go. You go.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Omenad's podcast. The rich start wars and the poor die in them. A tale as old as capitalism. As old as colonization. As old as that one uncle who always shows up at Harambe's empty-handed but still wants to give a long-ass speech. Let's be honest, war is never about peace, or safety, or sovereignty. That's just the PR rollout. The real agenda, money, resources, control, access. Always has been. Every generation is sold the same recycled lie. This time, it's different. This time, we're fighting for freedom. This time, it's about protecting the people. Kumbaf, you're fighting for oil, or minerals, or to prop up puppet regimes who will let global superpowers extract whatever they want and keep them paying back fake debts forever. Let's ask the question no one wants to ask. Does Israel have America's nudes or something? Because what the actual f***? The simping? The unwavering, undying, suspiciously thirsty loyalty? It's not normal. How else do you explain Israel getting billions of dollars in aid while people in America can't even afford insulin, or food, or rent, or have clean water in Flint? Make it make sense. And in the meantime, the poor are lining up to die. Or rather, they're being lined up. Because most people don't choose war. They get dragged into it, forced, guilt-tripped, bribed, lied to, or just born with the wrong passport. Look at what's happening at home. Kenyans took to the streets to protest a rotten finance bill, police brutality, and the rising cost of living. And what did we get? More police brutality. Tear gas, bullets, arrests, death. That's what happened when poor people resist. The law only protects the rich. The rest of us are just disposable. Even beyond Kenya, the same story repeats. Look at Togo. their president decided that term limits are a suggestion and basically crowned himself king. And the people pushed back with protests, and we got pin drop silence from the so-called democratic world. No sanctions, no action, just vibes. That's why we laugh, but not really, when we say, if the West calls, do you think Ruto won't offer to export Kenyan youth like avocados? That man will trade souls for so-called aid. He'd stand at a press conference, smile for the cameras, and say, Kenya iko tayari kusaidia, before sending us all to go die for a cause that's not even ours. We're not anti-peace, we're anti-lies, we're anti-rich people arguing while poor people bleed, we're anti-imperialist speed dial greed, because this script is tired, okay? Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. Yeah, we're a smack dab in the middle of hard times, unfortunately. And the men in charge, not strong, just loud, just greedy, just dangerous. We can't Netflix and numb our way through this. Not forever. Not while the price being paid is our lives.
Tired of joblessness? Love danger. Want to serve someone else's agenda? Then join Boots and Sacrifice Limited, where the broke serve the bold. No experience, no problem. Side effects may include dying for causes you don't understand, PTSD, unpaid benefits, and going viral only after death. Join today. No thinking is required. Boots and Sacrifice Limited, because who else will fight for the government's PR? Soul may be treated for foreign aid. Patriotism sold separately.
Let's just be honest. We're not built for conscription. Not because we're weak, because we're aware. Try convincing people who fake tech problems at work to wake up at 4 a.m. to go die in a desert. Be serious. This generation invented situationships because they can't commit to anything. They get exhausted reading terms and conditions. You think we're reading a war contract? You want the same generation that responds to UN war alerts with LOL girl be for real to take up arms? We're fighting burnout, inflation, and moral decay. You think we have space to fight imperial wars too? We've seen too much. War isn't romanticized anymore. It's live streamed, filtered, edited with trending audio. We see the bombs fall in real time. And the last thing anyone wants is to become cannon fodder in 4K. And for what? Most of us can't afford a therapist, but somehow we're supposed to afford the trauma? Meanwhile, during the pandemic, you were expected to keep working. Deliverables still due despite global crisis. So yeah, if World War III drops, you'll still be told to clock in. Sorry about the missiles, but please send that email by 5 p.m. That's the system. War might start, but capitalism does not log off. Nobody can stop reggae. And while we're here, let's just make it clear. The same way global artists skip Africa on their world tours, the world wars need to skip us too. Leave us alone. We're not participating. We will serve memes before we serve colonial overlords. And if you try to draft us, expect protest, parody, and probably a TikTok dance. Because this generation fights back, just not in the way you expect.
Mutu kama huyo apigwe risasi miguu, aende hospitali, akienda kotini.
Listen, we joke, we meme, we tweet through the madness. But behind all the satire is real injustice, real fear, and real people caught in the middle of other people's power trips. But on a serious note, it's like free us, man. Free Sudan, free Congo, free Palestine, free Ukraine, free the people from tyranny everywhere, free us! The Nakba started in 1948. In 1948! This has been happening for 77 years! Ruto was literally in the ICC for crimes against humanity. He was implicated in the 2007 to 2008 post-election violence, and people still voted for this man. Twice! Congo has 60% of the world's cobalt, essential for electric vehicles, smartphones. Do you want to know what they get for being a mineral-rich nation? War, displacement, international interference. Oh my God. Thanks for tuning in. Like, share, subscribe. And remember, if the world is on fire, send that invoice anyway. I've been your host, Lorizi F, and the F is for...
Fuck you, pay me.
Where's his money?
You better have it for me tonight.
Omenad Podcast.
And remember, kids, the next time that somebody tells you, the government wouldn't do that, oh, yes, they would.